He was drunk.
Right.
In the House of Parliament. He hasn't turned up for a lot of votes, the important votes.
Yeah.
I think the guy is completely useless, and I think he's done nothing for this area.
Really?
Nothing.
So, do you think it'll be against an uphill struggle to get elected then? Again?
No, because I think UKIP have got a good chance in this area.
Do they?
I think so.
But why is that? What reasons?
Because they're fed up with the promises of the Labour Party, which is non-existent. The Tory Party didn't get in with a majority last time. In my opinion, they won't get in again. And I think UKIP have got a damn good chance of getting a foothold in the government.
And in this area, I mean in Rochester?
Yes.
Is there local issues or things people care about which might play into their hands,
well,
I wonder?
Possibly. The main one in the Medway towns is immigration. And illegal immigrants. It is a serious problem, especially in Chatham. You know, it's people will give you different ideas, different thoughts.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 76 years old. I've been around a lot of years. I wouldn't say I know what I'm talking about. But I'm a good example of a person who's still interested in politics and so much.
Good.
I want people to do the right thing.
You're retired. What did you do?
Because I was an engineer, mechanical engineer. Yeah. I worked abroad.
Would you have been a Labour or a Conservative voter before?
Labour. I was always Labour all my life.
Oh, really? Okay.
All my life.
And this time around, do you feel if there's anybody in particular?
I'll vote for UKIP.
Oh, really? Okay.
No doubt. I don't
even though you were saying about Reckless, he'll be the candidate, though.
Well, I doubt if he'll be the candidate. I doubt very much if he'll be the candidate around here. I doubt it very much.
I mean, he switched over from the Conservatives.
Yes, to UKIP.
And they've said, look, he's going to be the candidate here. He's the sitting MP. So you're a UKIP voter, but you don't like him then.
Well, yeah, I don't particularly like him as a person.
Right. Would that prevent you from voting for UKIP then?
You can't switch from the Tories to UKIP because they're completely opposite in their beliefs. I'm sure if he stood as a Conservative again, he wouldn't get re-elected, I'm sure.
Okay, it would be tough, it would be uphill. Okay, I see.
But, so he's got the next best
bet, right.
Because UKIP's now beginning to get a hold, he's going to have a go at UKIP.